Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. What's not to like? I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm joined this week by the fantastic comedian, Sarah Barron. She's one of my absolute faves, and I had so much I wanted to talk to her about. We've been to Barry Island together. We've been to Aberdeen together. We've gigged all over the place together. Yet we didn't cover any of that because we mainly spent the podcast talking about hair. And I guess the intricacies of different haircuts and hairstyles is a form of art, but we didn't cover too much in terms of discussing fine art. But I had a lovely time with her. We painted in her kitchen and it was an absolute delight. So I hope you enjoy listening. See you on the other side.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we are.
Actually. I know the first, you know, the first thing that I want to say, but I do think it's context for our recorded conversation, is that I want to sort of present you with three things.
Yeah.
Three painting options. And then I always love, like, if my husband and I are trying to decide what to watch, one person has to narrow down.
Yeah, I love that.
So it's like, if I'm going to do the array of three, you decide which of the three.
Or I go down to two and then you choose the final.
Oh, shoot. Okay, that actually, in this context, because I was just supposed to have made a choice, that might make more sense. So okay. Can I give you my three things?
Yeah.
Am I going in too hard?
No, I love it. But then I will read out an intro for you, but we can that in a bit.
So one thing is, like, we take one of my gourds. I love a seasonal gourd display. So we pick a gourd and we sort of sit there and we try and paint the gourd.
Yeah. Is a gourd a squash?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you not feel that's giving a very autumnal feel to my home?
Yeah, it really does. And I wondered if that was a still life arrangement or if you're just the sort of rustic domestic goddess who has like a bowl of squashes.
It's a still life arrangement.
Okay.
To make me connect to the American enthusiasm for autumn.
Yeah. Oh, it's nearly Thanksgiving as well.
I know. I'll be hosting.
At the time of recording the podcast.
At the time of recording. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks to the day away.
Wow.
Now, that's option one. And I'll tell you right now, I think that might maybe be what we should do.
Yeah.
Option two. So for my wedding, which was 9 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
9 years.
Well, 9 years. We've been married nine. Mm. Together for closer to 12.
Wow. What is that? Is that paper or like a stone?
Do you know what? Is that I was so good about that for so long, and then it starts getting into this stuff where you're like, I'm throwing 35 to 55 pounds away on a thing you'll never use to stay on theme.
Yeah.
Paper I've done. I don't remember.
Ruby,
I remember.
Is that one? Oh, that's a bit later.
Yeah, but that's like when you're like together for like 40 years.
Yeah.
Whatever it was this year, I was like, that's...
Yeah, nah. Nine's not,
it's going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
Or unused. So, for our wedding present, my best friend's husband is an artist himself.
Oh, wow.
So he like studied painting at school and all that. But what he does professionally is he's a renderer.
Okay.
So he works for this like high-end New York architecture firm.
Yeah.
So when these billionaires have their like seventh home design, he's the one who actually like etches it out.
That's so cool.
So cool,
like
right?
An architect, but more sort of...
Yeah, I mean, it gets... So he's not designing, but I guess he's given the design and then he's the one that has to draft it.
Right.
And so that these people can really look at something gorgeous, like a little work of art and go, oh my God, look what my home is going to be.
That's such a nice job.
Isn't it?
I think I'd love that job.
Yeah, I think it's... He's done well for himself. Self-made man.
Yeah.
For my wedding present, he did sketches mm-hmm. of me and Jeff, my husband.
Yeah.
So they're like, so we can't, they can't be on the bottom floor of a house because you can't like have people to walk into your own yeah. portraits, but they're very precious to us. And they're like a little farther upstairs.
Amazing. And you're like a royal couple.
We're a royal couple. And so there was some, I said to his wife, who is my best friend.
Yeah.
Is this too much?
No, this okay. is great.
I said like...
Well, I don't know running commentary.
Oh, it's not going anywhere much. Particularly good. But I said to her at one point, I was thinking of maybe it was a milestone birthday or a bit. There was something where I thought, oh, you know, it would be amazing. Mm. Joey is my best friend's husband, yeah. the renderer.
Yeah.
I was like, if Joey could do one of those sort of drawings of our son, Gene, to like complete our set, that would yeah. be so amazing. But I find, Annie, that one of the most important things that we must do in our lives
yes.
is understand the size of the favor we are asking.
Oh, shit. Is it massive?
Well, that was... I don't know anything about art. So I didn't yeah. understand, like, this friend who does this thing and did this thing for me for my wedding is one of my close friends. This is yeah. an incredible gift. To be like, hey, is there any way... Was that weeks of work? Is that something that someone knocks out in an hour? Like, I yeah. really don't know. So I said to his wife, who is famously direct, I was like, how big of an ask is it
yeah.
to ask him... to do this? And she's like, it's a major. It's like weeks of work for him. I was like, okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I went to another friend.
Okay.
And was like, this is this idea that I have.
Yeah.
How much of an... He's like, oh, yeah, I'll knock something out in 30 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Different artists,
different vibe.
Different vibe.
And so the thing that friend gave to us, and we will, of course, go look at it before you leave today, is it's a very different interpretation.
Is it good?
Well, it's good because he did it, and it's good because it's, like, my kid.
Yeah.
But it's...
different style.
It's just a real different... you know, one is the 2-week version, and one is, you know, one was, yeah, like, the 20-minute yeah. version. So some part of me was like, oh, can I manipulate Annie
yeah.
into drawing my son for me?
Oh.
By drawing my son with her. So mine will yeah. look like a 4-year-old did it, but Annie, like, I'll get something like quasi-decent.
But then what if you hate it?
It wouldn't matter. It would just be this like little thing, and I would add it to our collection yeah. and frame it and put it up.
Oh my God, that feels very high pressure, but also I am up for it.
No, so my instinct is maybe that was a story that maybe does or doesn't make an edit, but actually it's probably not the right choice.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, but that's option two. That's option two.
And would we go from, I assume your son is at school right now.
Yes.
Because it's sort of the middle yeah. of the day. So mm-hmm. we'd go from an image, a photo of him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, that's his.
Oh, that's him. He's so cute.
That's his money shot. I mean, he took a great, he did not take a good school photo the year before, but that is what I have learned from the Gen Zers is
yeah.
a 23-year-old friend of mine saw that and she went, oh, he ate. And I said, I'm sorry, what? She went, he ate. It's like if Beyonce wears something amazing to the Met Ball, but she ate at that
Oh,
ball.
Not like he is ate.
No, like he ate. Like,
wow.
Like to eat something means you killed it.
Oh my God.
So he ate.
That
and
makes
I don't know if
me
you
feel
ate
so
or
old.
Ate at. I know. And I've got like a good 10 years
he
at you.
He ate.
So that's option two.
Your son has the best hair I've ever seen, I think. It's got like your color, but is it Jeff's sort of ringlets?
No, those are my ringlets.
They're your ringlets as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have curly hair, do
I've
you?
I've been punishing my hair
Go
for,
on.
You know.
You want to straight.
I haven't been embracing my curls. I did a little bit when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
But I've gone through, like, apparently if you sort of straighten your hair and then you decide to, like, embrace the curls, this process is called transitioning.
Right.
Like, hair-wise. And so I've gone through about 9 months of being like, I'm going to transition. I'm going to transition. Let me embrace.
Yeah. Have you had, like... Are your hair chemically straightened?
No, I've had some of those keratin things, but
oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
you out it's a I guess it's about like out you have to outgrow the keratin, and I'm about
oh,
halfway
yeah.
done on that, and then you have to like nurture the curls.
Yeah,
and I
there's
love,
a curly girl thing.
Yeah, like you have to be the curly girl.
Yeah,
and I love the curly girl, so I want to be the curly girl.
Yeah.
I also think that if you have naturally curly hair and you sort of try to not respect the curl. It's never great. Like, I always am basically just a frizz monster. It's sort of like, and I want all women to have whatever breasts they want, and I do not judge anyone's breasts.
Yeah.
But I have seen, I had an ex-roommate who had her breasts done, so her breasts were fake.
Yeah.
And they were wonderful, mm-hmm. but fake breasts
sit
very differently from naturally sort of quote unquote perfect breasts.
Yeah.
Similarly, a curly girl can never truly be a straight girl.
Yeah, I'm a curly girl.
You're a curly girl. I can tell. Yeah, I know you're a curly girl.
I used to straighten my hair every day at school.
And but I wonder if you're a naturally wavy girl.
I'm a wavy girl.
I see a lot of potential for you.
But the only time my curls come into their own is if I swim in the sea and then go out and leave it. And then it is like,
I'd like to see her eat. I'd like to see her having eaten.
She ate in the sea.
Third choice, since I was a child.
Yeah.
The story of my heart, painting wise, is always just to draw some flowers. I want to draw some flowers in some green grass and a blue sky with the sun. Aww. And I mean, that has been what I've been doing since I was six. And now if my son feels like doing something, he's like, Mom, let's color. I'm like, Mommy's going to draw some flowers. And she is still 7 years old and just wants to draw some pretty flowers.
That's
so
sweet.
That is the story of my heart. That is what is inside me.
Yep. Oh, cheers. Sorry.
Cheers. Story of my heart. Manipulate you into doing a portrait of my son.
Yeah.
The more traditional still life squash, which might be the most interesting, even though it seems like the most boring.
What do you think about doing like a mashup of all three? Or is that crazy?
Let's see how we do. Yeah, why not try that?
Let's try that.
Now, I don't think I nominate this.
Yeah, lovely.
Is the one.
Because this one's a bit phallic and I'm worried if I'm combining like a portrait of your son with a phallic squash that...
He should be so lucky. He's becoming quite... My 6-year-old is becoming quite the ABBA fan.
Oh, really?
His teachers the other week. In a very, you know, she found it very funny, but he was singing Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight around, like his year two class. Anyways.
Love it.
Okay, so.
You got your paint water in the cup.
Is there any advice that you would give me?
So it sounds like you do a lot of drawing. I mean, your table is covered in
My son.
Pens and paintbrushes.
I found that I really, as a mother, a thing I really hate.
Yeah.
Is, where are you starting color-wise?
Well, I'm just trying to work out whether to go portrait and follow like the composition.
Or
are
we doing my son or this? Or we're going to do all? Which one are you starting with?
Maybe I'll do the squash first.
Yeah, the same.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
In that case, I'll go landscape, and it's very, the color scheme is like warm oranges and dark greens, isn't it?
Yeah, and I, you know, this is not a criticism, Annie.
Go on.
But I don't feel that your paint selection has provided us with exactly the right orange.
Yeah, it hasn't. The challenge is going to be
we're doing this all on
colors.
The same piece of paper, right?
Yep. On this little canvas board. Is that all right?
Yeah. I mean, what I'm interested in is that you already knew what to do to get yourself a sort of orange.
Yeah, I went for a bit of that. Actually, I might have a better... This is going to be our guy, I think. The one that... Oof, I've got paint on your table.
Oh, I don't mind.
I'm going to read out an intro for you, Sarah Barrett.
Okay, great.
This is possibly the latest I've ever read someone's intro.
I take that as a positive sign.
Definitely.
Because I think it means that our convo is really click, click, clicking.
Clickety, 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 clickety. I'm just going to wipe that off with my finger. Sarah Barron is one of my favourite comedians.
Oh.
A regular at the Edinburgh Fringe, she was nominated for the Best Newcomer Award in 2018. Sarah has since gone on BBC's Live at the Apollo, Would I Lie to You, Richard Osman's House of Games, and Frankie Boyle's New World Order. She's also been on Channel 4's 8 out of 10 Cats, mm-hmm. Alan Davies' As Yet Untitled on Channel 4, Hypothetical and Dave, Live from Barry Island on BBC One Wales, and Comedy Central's Roast Battle. She's no stranger to the world of audio, having appeared on Radio 4's The News Quiz, The Now Show, and Woman's Hour. Sarah also co-created and co-hosts the hit Succession recap podcast, Firecrotch and Normcore, which has featured guests such as Jesse Armstrong, Self Esteem, Chris Addison, and Lorraine Kelly.
So overwhelmed by how good your already looks.
No, not at all.
I'm expressing myself through paint, and whatever I come up with is going to be fine.
Mainly I've... just been wiping my fingers on the canvas.
Do you want me? Do you know what? I'm doing laundry today, and I'm like short on stuff to give you to wipe your hands.
Oh no, don't worry. I thought you were like, I'm doing laundry today. If you brought any dirty.
Oh, would you like me to do some laundry?
I'll just take this off.
Wednesday is our laundry day.
Oh.
So I'm going to tell you about this guy.
Tell me about
hair.
This guy. Yeah.
So his name is Michael Douglas. But we'll say Michael Douglas, not the actor.
Not the actor.
So Michael Douglas is one of the... He and my husband have known each other for years and years and years. Like, decades.
He's not going out with Davina McCall, is he?
Yes, he is.
I've heard about this hairdresser. Morgana Robinson goes to him as well. But yeah, I saw him in the audience of something that I had worked with her on.
Yes.
And I was like, that's the hairdresser.
This is the guy. So I've known him, you know, I've known Jeff for 12 years. So I've known Michael for a good portion of that. And, you know, he's a hairdresser. That's what he does. But he's also like one of the most charismatic people.
Yeah.
You will ever meet. And so he's done my hair a couple times, and you know, he's just good at what he does. So you get sort of the best cut, the best color, and the best styling that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But also he's not a pusher. So he'll be so on. He'll be like, you can buy that, but it's not going to really. It's
great.
Not gonna really...
He doesn't upsell.
No, I would say he downsells.
I love that.
And he's, you know, he's also like a businessman. He wants to, like, he's got like all these really good business ideas. What if this is like the worst that anyone's ever done?
It would be. And also it doesn't matter.
So he started doing these videos on Instagram, and he's incredible at them. The guy's connection to camera is unstoppable. You could watch this guy talk to the camera, and then whatever that thing is, you're like, he really is talking. Like, he's just talking to me.
Yeah.
Is as good as anything I've ever seen. And so he's done all these things, and he's built up this thing, and he sold this. He sold basically, like, now let's say if it rains on my hair, forget it. My hair looks horrendous.
Same.
So he's made this product that is a wireless. It's like wireless electronics for your hair.
Wow.
So if you go and you get caught in a rainstorm, you've got this cordless straightener that you can pop in a ladies' room and sort of make your hair look good again.
Oh my God. He's a hero.
Anyway, I will message him. I messaged him the other day and said, here's why my hair is worse than it's ever been before. Do masks work? This was my question. Do masks work in terms of upping the ante of moisture?
So you've just got this guy on text.
But I can't.
That's
yes,
so
I do have this guy on text, but I don't want to abuse the,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sure.
And then I said also, like, my hair is what is the best leave-in product before I blow dry? And he messages me back. So we would say to Michael Douglas, we would say, listen, this is how her hair looks the best.
Yeah.
How do we get that saltwater thing without putting her in saltwater?
And what would he say, do you think?
Well,
do you think we can text him? And when I say we, I mean you.
Probably could. I just texted him the other day about this other issue, but I'll give me a month with it.
Okay,
but
great.
I think, knowing much less about hair, but also as someone who thinks about hair constantly, it does seem to me that... I'm just thinking.
Please.
Something with salt water is the way... I think you should salt water and air dry.
But I don't even know what air dry means.
Okay, here's what I would do.
I just do nothing.
I think you should be... I think we should all be sulfate free. Do you use a sulfate free shampoo?
I don't know.
Annie? This is terrible. Okay.
I use Aussie sometimes. And sometimes I use like L'Oreal.
Okay. We gotta. Here's what you gotta do.
I did once pay for nice shampoo.
What kind? But Michael would tell you...
And it's so expensive that I never use it again.
Why not?
I don't know.
I have some Olaplex. Do you want me to give it to you before you go? Because I bought some Olaplex.
And you didn't like it?
There's this one Olaplex thing, which is their leave-in treatment, and that works. But I started using their shampoo and conditioner, and I was like, I feel like I'm going insane. It's making my hair worse. And then this hairdresser was like, the shampoo and conditioner, they have this one product, and this one product is the thing. Off the success of that one thing, they've launched this whole other line.
Okay.
But I don't think they know what they're doing. And I was like, good, I felt like I was going insane.
Okay. I sort of felt like that. I was like, I can't
forget
really
Olaplex. I don't think it's right for you.
Okay. And I bought the like blonde specific one, which is purple. Yes. And whenever I used it, I just had purple nails. And I was like, I can't be wearing like gloves to wash my hair. I don't have time for that shit.
There's so much you're saying that I agree with and so much that I disagree with.
Okay. Where should we start?
I think you need to get on board with spending some time on your hair.
Yeah, I do, definitely. I just don't know what to do.
I'm not saying you're gorgeous. That's why this is a comfortable conversation. I'm not like, look at you. But we need...
Look at the state of you.
Look at the state. No, but we need to... Hair and skin is everything.
I know.
It's so much more worth your time than clothes or anything.
I agree. I think... I don't know why it is. My mum's not... Never been very, like, girly.
No, I know. My mum hasn't either.
I have a brother and, like, I didn't... I was a massive tomboy growing up. Like...
I think what happens, because is you're... Well, I won't say your age, but I will say I am now, you know, very squarely in my 40s. And this stuff to do with face and hair gets real intense for people.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you now is invest the time.
Yeah.
I want you on a sulfate-free shampoo and conditioner.
And what would you recommend?
I would recommend Moroccan oil.
Oh, I love Moroccan oil. That's, I do use that.
It's expensive, but not crazy. I think it's like £15 per bottle.
Yeah, I do use that. I've run out. But I actually have just asked for some for my birthday.
When is your... Oh, your birthday, of course. It's the end of November.
End of November, yeah. Just after Thanksgiving. So yes, Moroccan oil I like, but that's not a shampoo.
Yes, it is. Moroccan oil is a shampoo.
Because
I have some of this color of yours.
Oh, please, yes. I've only used the oil that you put in afterwards.
Yes. So why don't we stick with that? Add a saltwater spray onto it, but then the shampoo and conditioner is Moroccan oil as well. And I think you're only supposed to shampoo once a week.
You're only supposed to shampoo once a week. I wash my hair too often. That's the other thing.
Well, we all do. But that's I'm trying to give you some of the knowledge that I have been forced into. I had a fantastic ass in my 20s and through my 30s, and that's starting to go. I'll own up to things about myself that I enjoy, but my hair is a huge problem for me. And if I was very, very rich, I would get it blown out like somewhere really good twice a week.
And going back to Michael Douglas, does he have his own salon, or where's he?
No, you can't. What I would say is you basically cannot have him do your hair personally.
Because
but you can get
expensive.
Advice from him. Not even because it's too expensive. I mean, he's not cheap, but he's not, he's cheap considering the sort of the level, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, is he too busy?
He's too busy.
Shit.
I know.
That's such a shame.
I know.
I will, one day.
But I've also said to him at some points, I've been like, look, I don't need any... The thing about Michael that really, I think, is the way in which he excels more than any other way is, like, I've had my hair... I would say more often than not if I leave a hairdresser, even though they're the pro, they don't do my hair quite right. Like, they don't capture my personality in my hair. And I want to be like, oh, I really... I wanted to feel like, I should meet some friends for dinner tonight. Like,
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
But actually, I feel...
Not like you.
Like a poodle or something.
Feel like a bridesmaid.
Yeah, a bridesmaid is a much
Every
better
time.
Noun. I feel like a bridesmaid. And Michael makes you feel like...
A rock star.
Someone should fuck me tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I look fantastic. Yeah. And that is his truest magic.
Yeah.
And he can give a good cut and color. But his truest magic is he makes you look like a rock
really
star.
Well.
Yeah, he makes you look incredible. Like the styling plus his charisma.
Yes, because I always make very boring choices at the hairdresser, only until recently when I went a bit shorter, and that was the first time I've been like, oh, this is like
the thing.
Fun.
I think you have incredible hair, and
Thanks,
so you don't have to do much, but what if you did some more? You could be like one of those head turners.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I do.
What would you do? If you were me. And I realize we've spent a lot of time talking about hair, but I'm into it.
Oh, I think as we talk, I'm like, I should do a podcast with Michael Douglas. It's just me getting
them
on and women can talk about their hair.
Yeah.
I think my squash is done and I know what I did wrong.
I love it.
I was trying to paint it from here.
Yeah.
And it is not recognizable. As a squash.
I'm only laughing because surreal.
It's so surreal.
I really love it. And you've left space to do your son as well.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm so much better looking than the fellow parents at my son's school must think I am, because I never look worse.
Oh, but that must be the case for
everyone. And yet, yeah. I will sometimes, there's this one mother, she actually, yeah. it's not at my son's school, but I see her around.
Go on.
She is a knockout. Like she's a mother of three kids that she's, but you see the template of the knockout.
Right.
That she still is.
And does she get sort of made up for the school run, or is she just naturally beautiful?
I've noticed that she's got some tits.
Yeah.
That on occasionally on Halloween she gets her tits out. And I'm like, her tits are out for Halloween. So I like that for her. Yeah.
And what is that at Halloween, like on the school?
There was one Halloween where we were leaving a Halloween party as she was arriving.
Yeah.
And she was dressed up sort of like a sexy cat wench. And her tits were shoot. And there was no judgment. So we're being very, I've worn a short skirt to a children's, we need to let it out sometimes, yeah, somewhere, yeah. You know? But I was like, oh, that's interesting. She's showing her tits. Good.
And
good.
Did you say to her?
No, we don't have that. There are women that I would say to be like, look at me, one mom to another, yeah. Those tits. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get them out more. We don't have that vibe.
Okay.
But she has a floppy ponytail. And it disgusts me. And I just want to go up to her on the street and be like, I don't believe in God, but if I did, God gave you a gift. You're a beautiful woman. Yeah. A little more respect for yourself.
Great tits, terrible. Great.
The pony is like, get it up.
Yeah, get it up.
Get that ponytail up. Give me some lift.
Yeah. So is it just low, it's right down the back?
Yeah, it's like a soft poop coming out of the imagined non-existent anus at the crown of her head. Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe that is God being like, I don't want to give her too much, you know?
But this is nothing. I'm not saying, ugh, her hair is too thin. She has all the raw materials.
Oh, she's just executing it badly.
She's just not thinking about her pony lift.
Yeah.
I want to see a lifted pony on her.
I wonder if you should tell her.
Nope.
Next Halloween.
She doesn't strike me as having a good sense of humor about herself.
So when she was the sexy wench, how did she do her hair?
I don't remember. I just remember those tits coming at me.
Yeah.
She was pushing her kids in a pram as I was pushing mine in the opposite. And we were like, hey! And then my husband and I were like, the tits were really... That's a real...
Yeah.
Choice. I guess it sounds like we were more judgmental of it than I initially conveyed, but I certainly didn't feel
judgmental. I think you're being positive about her, but you're I get the frustration.
Annie, if...
Go on.
If I maybe started doing a flower.
I don't mind what you do on there. That's yours.
I don't think I'm going to try and draw my son.
No, I
think, you know, the mistake, well, it's not the mistake because it was the instruction. I think that I should have not tried to draw an object, but of course that was the whole assignment that I was given.
Yeah, but it still looks like a sort of surreal pattern, and I like it.
So I should probably go equally abstract with my flower.
Yeah, for sure. I also like that now we're not painting your son's face, we just have a photo of him watching on. Like,
I like him
supporting us.
I like him here supporting me with everything his mother does. He's got a very not with me.
Encouraging face, hasn't he? Very kind eyes.
Do you think?
Cheeky little smile.
Yeah. Does he have an encouraging face?
Yeah, sweetie. How was co-hosting a podcast with your husband?
It was a very...
That pause is real.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. So it was, you know, what was horrible about it was it was an insane amount of work.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is we would start on it at 10 a.m.
Was this in lockdown?
No. So this was, we did this podcast that was like a companion podcast to the show Succession.
Yeah.
So that actually, I know exactly when it ran from. It ran from like mid-October last year to mid-December. 9 episodes, obviously, across 9 weeks.
Okay.
And so we would watch, we just sort of free watch from 10 to 11.
And you'd watch every episode together.
We'd watch every episode together. And it wasn't like the official HBO podcast, although it would also often pull, you know, as good or better numbers than the official, if I may just like put that in there.
Yeah.
So we would do one watch. So it would just be like a free watch at 10 a.m. on Monday. We would then do a second watch that would take us 2 hours instead of one, or 2.5 hours, because we'd be constantly pausing it with questions or thoughts that would be coming up for us.
Yeah.
We would then go our separate ways and sort of think about how to organize our thoughts. So by the time we actually started recording, it would probably be around 1 p.m.
Yeah.
We would then record for about 2 hours. Maybe not that much. Maybe it was more like an hour and a half. And then Jeff would spend from, let's say, I mean, he would sometimes be in the edit of that podcast for 10 hours.
Oh, he edited it as well.
Because it was that forensic in terms of making sure that it was very much about Succession.
Yeah.
And there was like some genuinely good insight about that show.
Yeah.
And then that combined with it being a podcast about a marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so getting that balance right. I think, you know, and he comes from a broadcasting background, so he's really good at self-editing.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really bad at it. So I think it was very unpleasant watching him work on it. Like maniacally up there, holed up in this room, getting hungry, getting frustrated, you know, all that stuff was sort of awful. But what was good about it was it felt like it was a really successful project, and we'd wanted to work together for like the whole time that we'd known each other.
And was that your first?
And that was like the first time we really sort of doing it. And well, the fact that the feedback was positive is always sort of its own reward. Definitely. But then to be like if you do something, if you're giving something someone and you want them to take a look at it, and you're like, okay, I think this is like maybe one of the better things I've ever done.
Yeah.
And then they come back to you and they tear it to shreds. That's a very different feeling than if you do something and you're like, okay, I know this is a mess, but like maybe I can get it. And they're like, right, it's a mess. Should we talk about why? Like your expectations. Yeah. And so I think our expectations were really high.
Yeah.
And so it felt good to feel like we weren't wrong in thinking that our version of the husband and wife thing could be unique.
It was brilliant. I loved it.
That's so kind that you listened.
I did. And I think you have a very nice dynamic.
A lot of editing went into you feeling that way. Were you a Succession head? Or just sort of like someone who's a bit into it.
Lockdown. Yeah. I watched it with my mum. And at the beginning, I was like, oh, I found it a bit slow. And obviously, there'd been so much hype about it. So I'm hesitant to watch shows where the hype has been so mad. But by the end, I was hooked.
Have you watched The Bear or heard anything about The Bear?
Someone has just recommended that to me and I haven't yet watched it, but I really want to.
That was my most recent issue with hype fucking with me slightly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good. But I was like ready for it to be the next fantastic piece of TV that I watched.
Yeah.
And I thought it was good, but not great.
Okay, the more I paint this squash, the sort of muddier the colours are getting.
I'm so impressed with you.
Thank you. I'm so impressed with you.
No, you're not. This is terrible.
I like your bold colours. I like your imagination. I've gone very like boring. There's a squash. I've just painted it.
Mine is so sad.
It's happy.
So sad.
It's quite
it's
like a vagina, that flower, isn't it?
Oh, interesting.
A little bit, sort of shape-wise.
You must have a very wild vagina. I really don't like what I've done, but you know what? It's because I've tried to not let it distract me from our convo. This is the thing, is it's like, I dropped like, not a small amount of money. I want to say I dropped 50 pounds at Beyond Retro.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is it. This is my vision. You're looking for this. This is intentional shopping. And I went and I bought these two things. Mm-hmm. And Jeff told me straight up that I looked like I played cricket at one of them. And he's like, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm just, if you're wanting my honest opinion, all I can think about is like a jersey. Like you're wearing like a sports jersey.
Yeah.
And then the other one just did not flatter my figure. And I don't understand how I didn't know that until I got home.
It's hard. You get lost in the sort of vibe of those shops. And then I'm the same. And it's impossible to find anything. Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Oh, oil.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Yes.
Tortured artist or rational CEO of a media conglomerate?
Rational CEO of a media conglomerate.
Chicago or London?
London.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about it. No, talk about it. Art, visual art, this kind of art, or broad?
Yeah, visual art.
Visual art. No, I think I would like to talk about it.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to talk about it.
Okay,
sorry.
Great. Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Okay. Far away.
Private view or view of privates?
View of privates.
Painting from life, landscape, or still life?
Painting from life, landscape, still life. I think it's still life.
Yeah. Like what we've done today.
Well, yeah.
Art or music?
I mean, music, I guess.
Art or books?
Books.
Comedy or art?
Comedy.
Thank you very much. That's the end of the quickfire.
Oh my God. I think the best thing I did was my stem.
Yeah, it's great.
I hate everything I did except the stem.
And that's when you were focused on the questions, wasn't it? I wonder if that's why, when you let go a bit of the painting.
I let go.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Annie, you're such a little dreamboat. Thanks for having me.
I felt like my description of what we were going to do was going to be, like, I made it sound really abstract and like, oh, let's just merge them all and make
this
really cool.
The point is,
painted a squash.
Because we did what we were supposed to do.
We did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have you got anything you want to plug?
I think I'll be doing a run at Soho Theatre in
January. Great! I'll be there.
Please,
I didn't see it in Edinburgh.
Come.
Yeah.
Please bring everyone you know.
I will.
I want to right some of the traumatic wrongs of Edinburgh, which was not as many audience members as I would like. I'm not good at performing in a certain way. So I really would like people to come to it. So please bring everyone you know.
I will. And
it
I
would
highly
mean something
recommend
to me.
Everyone buys tickets.
Soho Theatre from approx the 18th to approx the 21st.
Of Jan. Great. I'll be there.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Annie.
Bye.
What a woman. What an inspiration. such knowledge she imparted with me about hair and skin and all the things I should be doing that I'm not with my general appearance. I appreciated that, actually. And I urge you to go and watch Sarah's show at the Soho Theatre. She's absolutely brilliant. You are going to love her. Remember to follow her on Instagram. She's at SarahBaron1Million. And on Twitter, she's at Sarah Baron. If you want to see mine and Sarah's artworks from the episode, remember to follow Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. And if you liked it, review, subscribe, tell your friends. It all helps. Thank you very much. See you next time.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.